From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish forces claim victory against Islamic State in Syria. Kurdish forces in northern Syria have claimed full control of a key border town, believed to be an entry point from Turkey for Islamic State fighters and their supplies. Bolstered by U.S.-led airstrikes, the anti-IS militia raised their flags over Tal Abyad Tuesday, according to reporters observing from the Turkish side. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The progress that they have made, according to reports, indicates that they have cut ISIL's primary supply route to its self-proclaimed capital in Raqqa. We know that this could lead to a major disruption of ISIL's flow of foreign fighters, illicit goods, and other illegal activity into northern Syria and into Iraq.
An offensive to oust the militant group was launched last week, aimed at shutting down a major road used to smuggle equipment and would-be militants from Turkey to the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. The expelled outgoing UN aid chief in South Sudan Tuesday warned that 250,000 children face starvation in the war-torn country. Adding an end to the 18-month conflict is nowhere in sight. Toby Lanzer said in half of South Sudan, one of every three children is acutely malnourished. He said fighting has involved the widespread burning of homes, destruction of schools and hospitals, and the wholesale theft of tens of thousands of livestock, water sources, and other infrastructure. The UN estimates that two-thirds of the country's 12 million people need aid, 4.5 million face severe food insecurity. Meanwhile, Reuters reports UN-supplied helicopters are delivering supplies to thousands uprooted by fighting in the greater Upper Nile region, where some 15,000 to 150,000 have fled. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's deeply concerned over Egypt's confirming of a death sentence against deposed President Mohamed Morsi and more than 90 others in connection with a 2011 mass prison break. The United States said it was deeply troubled by the sentences. An Egyptian court Tuesday confirmed the death sentence of former President Morsi, who was originally sentenced last month, along with 100 others. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis was asked if he believes the sentence will be carried out.
The Egyptian regime would really be overreaching if they actually went ahead with these executions. As unpopular as the Muslim Brotherhood and President Morsi was among Egyptians and elsewhere, these are clearly excessive sentences, quite dubious in terms of their legality, and it would only isolate Egypt in world public opinion, not to mention encourage the more radical elements of the Islamist opposition.
Tuesday's rulings included a death sentence for Muslim Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badia and life in prison for others. The sentences will be reviewed by a higher appeals court. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday said the U.S. is not focused on Iran's past nuclear activities as it works to meet a June 30 deadline for a nuclear deal with Tehran.
We're not fixated on Iran specifically accounting for what they did at one point in time or another. We know what they did. We have no doubt. We have absolute knowledge with respect to the certain military activities they were engaged in. What we're concerned about is going forward. It's critical to us to know that going forward, those activities have been stopped and that we can account for that in a legitimate way.
Iran is resisting demands inspectors be allowed to visit military sites. The Zimbabwean Central Bank has begun the process of demonetizing the Zimbabwean dollar and collecting old notes from the public. The dollar, ravaged by hyperinflation, has ceased to exist as legal tender on Friday. The country has switched to the U.S. dollar. Christopher Mugaga is CEO of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Commerce.
A lot of people were quite very aggrieved as they felt they'd lost a lot of money after we had converted in February of 2009 into U.S. dollar terms. So as a Chamber of Commerce, we believe this could be a right move for the government in trying to restore sanity, not only in the financial sector, but also the real sector economy. As you know, that a nation, for it to move forward, sometimes there are issues which have to be settled. And by demonetizing, we are taking a position to say this is the true position without lingering on an uncertainty which had been defining the whole economy.
Economic decline led to the collapse of the Zimbabwean currency in the past decade. In Tunisia, at least 18 killed when a passenger train smashed into a semi-trailer truck racing across the tracks early Tuesday in Fars, southwest of Tunis. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.